Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh my gosh, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We got a great show for you tonight. I want to just make a couple announcements before you get started. For those of you that are asking me about the holistic makeover and whether or not we have started to prepare for this year's holistic makeover, I just want to tell you we do all of that preparation, getting the survey out over the summer. And so our plan is to get that process moving this summer, give everybody an opportunity to send in your essays, and we will launch it in January of 2012. So that's our current thinking for that. And thank you all. Thank you all so much for paying attention and keeping us on our toes. That's so important. The other thing I want to just say to everybody is, first off, if you want to find out about upcoming shows, if you want to find out about the giveaways we have, if you want to find out about anything and everything about the Dr. Pat Show, simply sign up for the newsletter. That's all you need to do. Just go to the drpatshow.com or go to drpatlive.com, and right there on the homepage, just scroll down. You'll see free newsletter. We don't do anything strange with your emails, but we get you information before the tens of thousands of listeners that tune into the show every day. So you're going to know when we're doing a show, what we're giving away, what the call-in number, that and much more. So just go ahead and do that. A number of you are asking about that earlier today in an earlier show I did. Now, let me tell you a little bit about today's show, and then I'm going to introduce you to my guests. First of all, you know, I take my hat off to anybody that can invent anything. So that's the first thing I want to say. I have this incredible level of respect for people that take a look at a problem and can come up with a solution to help millions of people solve that problem. And that's what today's show is all about. It's about looking at how we can take something that is so serious in this country and in the world, and that is chronic back pain in any form, and come up with such an amazing solution. But today, I want to introduce you to somebody that I have had the pleasure of chatting with on air a whole bunch of times, and then he's going to introduce you to what I call the inventor. Paul Hagen is joining me here today. He is CEO and co-founder of Vacupractor. Paul is known as, now this is kind of interesting, the enhancer. And along with the genius behind the scenes, you're going to hear from Russ Notstein, better known as the inventor. So I just want to lay this out for you. You have the enhancer, you have the inventor, and you have the doctor joining you tonight. But here's the conversation. For anybody that has had any kind of back pain, as I have had, most of the time you're faced with solutions, A, that don't work, B, that actually don't give you the kind of solution that you can get to without heavy drugs, and C, the cost is so prohibitive that even if you could do what folks are telling you to do, you couldn't afford it. So, Paul, I want to welcome you to the show. Russ, I want to welcome you. Welcome both of you to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so, Paul, I got to ask you a burning question. Are you ready?
Go for it.
How did you get the name The Enhancer?
I think it just can I answer that one?
Can I take that?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to interrupt without an introduction.
Yeah, go ahead.
An inventor is a solo artist, I guess. I don't know. but you're alone, and then you have this ability. And going back to your overpraise of inventors, everybody's an inventor. You've got something around your house or something that you've solved, and it's for you, and it's whether it's something to reach behind the stove, you know, that you drop something back there. And then the inventor, you know, you go through this and you make this thing, and then you work it up into an awareness as much as you can, because this needs to go out there. This is an important thing. This affects a lot of people. It's not just a way to fix your back. It's a big problem. People need this. And so then you climb as much as you can climb until you've reached your top rung and you've got your hand above your head. And that's when you get a Paul Hagen to intercept and go the distance. There's only, you know, starting from where you are, it all involves business, and inventors are not business people. And so you climb as high as you can with it and hold it up over the top of your head, and a Paul Hagen swoops in and takes it the distance. And that's what the enhancer, the accelerator, or is in that chain. And he's a great one.
I mean, oh, my gosh, yes.
He's the guy.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Russ, for jumping in and saying that, because you're absolutely right. I think I'm kind of like you. I can kind of sit and create things and come up with great ideas, but I will tell you, it takes a village to implement them.
Absolutely. And so many things that you invent, like, you know, I have a lot of things around the house that other people don't have. You know, mm-hmm. like you know, I've got just, well, I made that because I needed to do this. But with, you know, it's like, how am I going to fix my back? Pull out. I need something to pull out on that.
Right.
And then and people talk about aha moment or something like that, and ask
right.
me when it was. And people have asked Paul about the aha moment, and I'd never heard of aha moment before, and it was like, but it was more of a period where it's just like, how can I do that alone? How do you pull out on your own back? You know, or and then it was just, I don't know, riding around in there, you know, and I don't know if another technology or another something where it just clicked, you know, that would work, you know, and then when it did, it was like, this is a more prevalent problem than you. It can't be like the grab it thing off the top shelf thing, or whatever it is, where it's just like, well, that's just, that applies to you. Good, you solved your problem. The problem is so prevalent that it became sort of a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you had no choice,
right.
but to go look for an accelerator or an enhancer on this, because, like it or not, this is important and needs to be out there when
yeah.
the problem's as prevalent as it is. And so you move on it out of, there is no other action to, I mean, you have to.
Right. Right. You know, one of the things that I love about this is, you know, and I remember when my best friend, who is also the producer of the show, was in the backyard doing things that she does all the time. And what is that? Going to the backyard, you're cutting the grass, you're cutting down branches, and you're weeding. And within a nanosecond, her legs gave way, and she could not get up. And I remember that experience because, you know, here you are, and you're strong, and you're healthy, and you're out there, and you're cutting the back 40, and you're cutting down the branches, and then all of a sudden it's as if your legs are cut out from under you. And then what happens is you find out that it's your back. And what you then find out is you're in the bed for 6 weeks. And And you're trying to think to yourself, now, how does this happen? And so what's interesting about all of this, and I want to talk to you about this, Paul, for a minute, is that every time, right, and you know Linda, every time Linda goes and bends down to pick something up from that backyard and can feel a little something in her back, the place she goes to is that experience. I'm wondering, Paul and Russ, how many people do you think right now, at least in this country, have moments where they're not sure if their backs are going to support them?
Oh, sure. That's a really prevalent, based on the American lifestyle, one of the worst things that we can do, and the average American does it 10 hours a day, is that we're sitting. We're sitting and we're immobile. People like Linda, you know, hard charging, doing a lot of different things, but after she hurt her back the first time, she became very, very guarded and very, very sensitive of it. We hear that all the time from people. I experienced it myself. But the numbers are just staggering. If you want to believe the American Medical Association, they claim that there's 26 million people that went to the doctor last year for lower back pain. If you want to look at what the Center for Disease Control, the CDC out of Atlanta, they estimate that it's a 200 million person problem in the United States, affecting almost 80% of working adults at some time during their working career. So there's a lot of people. Russ saw it in his own family as well as I did. Russ fixed his own back pain, his mother's, his sister's. He cured my lower back pain, and then we started moving this really toward a business and helping. You know, we're helping thousands of people a day. We want to help millions of people a day.
And, you know, Russ, I want to ask you this question because, you know, our listeners haven't met you before. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what was the level of pain that you had to experience in your life to come up with the idea to create the Vacupractor?
No one in my family was really a chronic sufferer. It was, like you said, a golf swing got you, or or was just like, you know, and then the fire extinguisher mentality was just like, ah, this hurts. I need to do something like this. But I also had kind of a I thought of susceptibility to it, and I used to sit and fantasize. Wouldn't it be cool to have a traction machine or hooked to your bed where every night you could or something? And you know, it's and it was, you know, and I was a twister. You know, you sit in your chair, you grab the arm of it, and you're yanking around, or I'd raise myself up on a countertop and drop myself and catch myself, you know, trying to fix it. So I don't think I was an extreme case. I think I was probably maybe more than average middle. I wasn't like I was attempting to solve critical, stop this agony that never ends problem for myself. It was just like a general, how do you do this? What's failing here? What's failing? Yeah. What's going wrong? And how would you unfail it? I kind of knew that it would work. It's just like that'll work. And I got the first prototype with the burned fingers, and boy, there's stories there.
That's exactly like why when we talked to chiropractors or Dr. Pat, you met Dr. Eric Hansen.
Yeah.
They get it. Just like Russ got it intuitively. They were like, wow, you guys have really done something. You're actually pulling where everyone else is trying to push. But if you look at the anatomy of the spine and that lower back curve or overlordosis that most people have, you can't push. You can't push through the stomach. You've got to actually pull from the back. And that's why people just scratch their head when they see this, because it's like, it's so simple, but it's so effective.
Well, let's take people on a journey with us, Paul, if we could for a moment. And let's talk about what the Vacupractor is, and how did you meet Russ?
There was an invisible hand that brought us together.
we ask each other that. We do. There's times like, Paul, somebody asked me where I met you. Do you remember? And it was like a phone call. I called
yep.
him, and I remember he was getting either on or off of a plane, and he listened. You know,
wow.
He listened to me, you know, which you know a lot of people don't. but he listened and he kind of I think got it just on the phone. Then he said, "Send me one," and I sent him one. I got a message back on my cell phone that was a person who I knew had the same passion instantly. Where it was
yeah.
like, it wasn't so much what he said; it was just like. You could hear it in his voice,
mm-hmm.
You know, and when you know you're an inventor, you think, wow, let's see that tracking
yeah,
number.
Yeah, we made one enhancement to the vacupractor, but I still have that old original run vacupractor that you sent me. That's going nowhere.
Definitely
an invisible hand that brought us together.
Yeah. Well, Paul, why don't you take us through how the vacupractor works? Why don't you describe it for our listeners? And
sure.
Also, let's talk about some of the people, some of the testimonials, what people are finding.
Great. Well, the vacupractor is a simple at-home use product. You lay the vacupractor on a flat surface. You lie down on the vacupractor after wetting it with a damp cloth or a spray bottle. Some people, like you, Dr. Pat, use it after a shower. That's
yeah.
great. And what you're doing is you're just kind of melting yourself into this molded, engineered plastic vacupractor that when you lift your legs, it expels all the air and creates a vacuum pressure when you bring your feet back to the floor. So we're focused only on the lower spine. That low dosis or that curvature of the spine, we're going to actually pull and hold you in the neutral position, dilates all the blood vessels, and there's a slight lengthening of the spine. So we're trying to address all three of the major causes of lower back pain, whether it's the muscles and spasm, it's the disc, it's the tendons, you know, it's the space, it might be infringing on a nerve, all those things. So people just do that, lay there for 10 to 15 minutes, enjoying this just melting away of the pain. The people that we're, I guess, hearing from most often are, you know, the bike riders or the weekend warriors. You know, Scott here in Seattle sent us a great thank you. His wife thinks he's taller, and for him, as a recreational bike rider, he's loving it because it's decreased his lower back pain, as he says, after 5 uses.
Wow.
We have a lot of people like Ken. He just sent us one. My back went out a few weeks ago, and I have to say this vacupractor thing has helped me more than I can believe.
Yeah, well, you know, we all call it that. We all call it this vacupractor thing.
Right. But we kind of made a play on you know, since we have the patent for using vacuum pressure to realign the spine, and we kind of made the play of, you know, being your own practitioner. That's how we came up with the name. And, you know, we have a lot of doctors now selling it, chiropractors using it in their practice, selling it to their patients as a homework assignment. It's been quite exciting.
Well, you know, this is really counterintuitive, so let's talk about this for a minute if we can. And the reason I say it's counterintuitive is because most of the time when you see a device that is going to help you with your back or other parts of your body, right, you know, one thinks that, oh, my gosh, you know, if we use the vacupractor, it's going to affect chiropractic care. You're not going to be able to get chiropractors on board. But you guys have demonstrated something very different. Tell me
right.
what it is that you're finding chiropractors love about this and how it is actually complementing their business.
Sure. So, you know, the talented hands of a chiropractor is aligning the misalignments or the subluxations you have in your spine. Well, they're moving things left, right. They're pushing, like I said. And they all kind of get it that we can actually pull outward or to the back of the lower spine. So they see it as a complementary tool. Chiropractors, physical therapists, while they use their own hands, they're trained in school to use different techniques and different tools. So I think they're very, very open to it.
Yeah.
And then they also you know, respect that, you know, this is a therapy. This is like brushing your teeth. You're going to do it a couple times a day, 7 days a week, and then come into the office for an adjustment once, twice a week. So they see it as very, very complimentary. You know, there's some people that will never go to a chiropractor. We can help that person as well, be their own practitioner. But we're also very, we kind of accelerate the chiropractic process and complement it. I spend a lot of time in front of the computer, so I don't miss my, you know, regular chiropractic adjustment, which helps my neck and the ringing in the ears that I have. So, you know, it's worked out very, very well. And for us, the just getting the word out, that's been the biggest thing. And we've tried, you know, to keep the price as low as possible so that people
can afford it.
And people can try it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
it's
and
a great price point.
Yeah, and we're backing it up with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
We've had marketing people say, you need to raise that up.
Uh-huh.
Or people, you know, you make it suspect with the price. It's like, yeah, but we don't need to. And that's not the mission. The mission is be effective in a huge, you know, who suffers from back pain? The country, healthcare. You know, the individuals do, but then the collective, you know, whole does, and the truck drivers, the farmers, baby boomers are, you know, they are our workforce, and and it's just everybody needs to be aware of it. We think we've got something if anything needed to go viral, we've got it.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Once you use it, one of Dr. Hansen's patients kind of summed it up. He said, this is going in my emergency tornado kit. You know, if I'm ever stranded anywhere, I want to have my toothbrush and my vacupractor. So, you know, that's how people start using this and starting to rely on it, because it gives them such a relief that nothing else has.
Well, and there's also a side effect, which we talked about, and it's a really good side effect. But before we talk about that, I want to make sure all of you listening to the show, if you go to the website vacupractor.com, and it's vacupractor.com, so it's vacupractor.com, go to the website. There are videos on the website. You're going to be able to actually see how this works. And be able to take a look at what we're talking about, take a look at some of the testimonials here. And you can order it from the website, or there is a toll-free number, 800-676-9320, 800-676-9320. Now, Paul, I don't know if Russ knows this, but Linda and I both had the same result. You know, I use it after I get out of the shower, and I love just getting very relaxed and comfortable. But Linda and I have had the same issue with this, which is a good issue. Both of us fall asleep, and both of us have trouble going to sleep at night.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's fascinating. I mean, Linda fell asleep with it, and she was out for hours, and so was I. And so that has been a phenomenon that you know, we're starting to hear. Tell us a little bit more about what might cause that.
Sure. You know, the simple answer to it is, you know, the absence of pain. You know, we're giving a solution. We're not trying to cover anything up here.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually, you know, physiologically helping things move and stretch things and let things relax so the pain goes away. There's two things. One, the pain's going away, and the relaxation effect, and you're letting down your guard. I mean, some people don't realize that, like in your example, the person thinking about bending over to pick up a pencil,
right,
and, you know, oh boy, I got to flex my back. Well, you know, you might actually have the trigger in the muscles almost 24 hours a day. If your back flares up when you're sleeping, you might actually be flexing your muscles all night long, and we help you relax that. So if you have ever had a chance to look at a sports team, you know, this shows what's the best way to stretch any muscle? Well, the best way to stretch a muscle is when it's relaxed. I can bend over and touch my toes. I'm stretching my back. But if I'm using the Vacupractor, I'm stretching my back when it's relaxed. Just like those pro football players that we see out there, and the trainer is helping them stretch their hamstrings while they're laying on their back, while their hamstring is relaxed. The best way to stretch any muscle is when it's relaxed, and that's one of the things that the Vacupractor offers.
You know, I noticed one of the things on your website, and, I noticed the commentary from Michael George, and, I was telling Michael George, for those of you that don't know who Michael George is, he is a trainer to the stars. He is a personal health coach, a fitness expert. He's the author of Body Express Makeover and so forth, and he had a very similar experience. Now, I've recently started to work out, and from whatever reason, working out really tightens up the back muscles. I don't really understand the physiological part of that. But unless you have a way to decompress that, the next day you can feel it up and down your spine. And so what I've discovered is if I use the Vacupractor the night after or the night of the day I work out, right, lifting weights, you almost don't feel any effect at all. Is that how Michael is using it? Is that how people are using it that are working out?
Absolutely. You know, that's why he's using it with his clients, and he used it himself. He's obviously very fit, very trained, very strong individual, but with such an active lifestyle, he was still plagued by chronic back pain. And,
oh, yeah.
This him both from a therapy standpoint and from a fire extinguisher point of view anytime that he needed relief. And that's how he's incorporated it, just like a lot of other physical therapists or doctors have used it as well.
So one of the other things I've noticed, and this question's for both of you, first of all, let me congratulate you. Vacupractor was just honored as 100 Best Home-Based Businesses, and congratulations on your success in this area. The other thing is that whenever you have a device like this, the FDA gets involved. Let's talk about the Vacupractor and the FDA for a moment.
Sure. We are FDA registered and FDA listed. We are considered a durable medical equipment device. We will never get FDA approval because that's reserved for only things that go inside a human or permanently attached.
Exactly.
So we uphold the highest standards. We went through the review process. We went through the registration process. We went through the listing process. We're produced of a high quality FDA approved for food service polymer plastic, and we comply with all of their regulations.
Okay. So the burning question is, how long does it take to get relief in your lower back when using this?
Good question. We've documented, both personally and with a lot of people, that it's almost 100% of the time the first use. Now, with a person that's suffering from a lot of back pain, they get on it, they use it, they roll off of it, and they feel better. Well, the backache might come back in 2 hours, and they use it the next night, and then it stays away for 4 hours, and maybe 8 hours, 16 hours. And then they're making it through a full day. That's what we're seeing with people. Some people, mowing the grass or, I had one lady that sent me an email about, hey, it bothers me. My back bothers me when I clip my roses. But now that I use the Vacupractor before and after I clip my roses, my back doesn't hurt. So we see a lot of activity-based things that kind of trigger lower back pain. And this is a great preventive or therapy.
I have a question that came in. I want to ask you both this question, if you don't mind. Question just came in, and the question is, it sounds like I've been to the website. I believe I understand it. I took a brief look on how it works. And so the question is, I drive a truck 10 hours a day. Wow. Is there any way to use something like this while I'm driving? That's an interesting question. I think we've gotten that question
before.
That's
a very good question, and we get that comparison as well to a lumbar support. we're not going to hold you in the wrong position. We're actually going to help you correct the lordosis or overcurvature of the lower spine. So
beautiful.
No, this is not something that's in your seat. This is a therapy that you would use at home.
Right. And how long do you use it? 10, 15 minutes on average?
Yeah.
Do people find?
Most people are using it 5 to 10 minutes once or twice a day.
A truck driver could use it, a lot of them have the sleepover cabs or something
exactly.
like that. They're on the road for long periods of time where they could take along. But it's not really a brace that you lean against it. It's it requires it requires the skin contact to create the vacuum or the pressures and the seals. And I would think that it would be a great thing for a truck driver that's an over-the-road guy that doesn't make it home every night or whatever, because he's driving 10 hours. He's driving 10 hours today. Tonight his back hurts, but he's got to go do it again tomorrow, too.
Exactly.
How he pays his bills and feeds his family. He can't have that downtime. And if you're driving a truck, you want to stay away from pain relieving and muscle relaxing medications.
Oh yeah.
It's got that, and they do truck drivers. They're not a Cadillac, sedan de ville. They kind of beat on you, all day long.
So I would encourage your truck driver. We've taken the risk away, explained it a little bit better than maybe we can on the website. But we've got a 90-day money back guarantee, free shipping wherever he is. We'll send him one. He can try it out for 90 days. If it doesn't do exactly what it says, we'll give him his money back. No question.
We got another question coming in from questions coming in from Joan. And I think that's Missouri, says, somebody on the show mentioned that the vacuum pulls and doesn't push. And that seems different than when you go to the chiropractor. They do a lot of adjusting and pushing and poking. Can you explain the pulling part of this again? That's a great question.
Sure. So with the curvature of the lower spine, curving forward or toward the front of you. Most people, with every step that they're taking every day, the activities of sitting too long, they're getting them a bigger and bigger and bigger curve, or their belly is bowing out. So we're actually pulling the spine back to the neutral position when you're laying down. So if you're laying down, we're going to pull. It's going to feel like your belly button is being pulled toward the floor, which is really pulling your spine back to the neutral or correct position or the most optimal position. You have to have a curve in your spine because your spine acts as a shock absorber. But we get it too curved out, so it's going to pull it back.
Okay, I've got another question. I just went to the website, and it looks like you have to lay on a table or a flat surface. Can I use this in my bed? Linda actually asked you that question, too. Actually, Linda does use it in her bed.
And that kind of dovetails off of one of the overnight truckers that sent us the same thing. We say a firm, flat surface. This was photos that we took in a chiropractor's office. He was gracious enough to let us do that just so we can get better photos. But most people, myself included, use it on a firm, flat surface. Carpeted in my living room is where I do it. If you have a firm enough bed, yes, I think you can use it. Myself personally, I can use it in my bed. I've tried it on my couch. I don't get the suction. So I can use it in my bed, but I primarily use it on my floor. So
okay.
Hopefully that answers the question.
That answers that question. Another question I'm getting a lot of questions. Can you use this with back surgery? Oh, okay. So, hi, Dr. Pat. Say hi to your guests. My daughter just had back surgery, and 6 months ago, not just. My daughter just had back surgery 6 months ago. How does this work for people that may have had back surgery in the past?
Sure. That's a great question, and it kind of backs up to when we went for FDA listing and FDA registration.
Okay.
If they have pins in there or they're being treated for back pain by a physician, we ask that you consult with your physician. if there's any kind of abnormality, there's screws or pins, they've had to change things anatomically through surgery, we want them to check with their doctor first. We're hoping to get to people before they've had back surgery.
Right. I was thinking 5 years ago.
Yeah.
we could have possibly avoided it, but that's right. And, because we don't know what's in there. It's not the same.
Right.
It's not standard issue.
Right.
No.
So I would encourage this person's doctor to take a look at this. If they want to try one out for their patient, with their patient. Dr. Hansen's someone that I've seen in action. You know, he has patients using it in the office, shows them how to use it, make sure it's right for them. I'd be happy to take a call or a specific question from any physician. If they're local here, I would just make sure that we dropped one off so that they could evaluate it first.
Let's talk about Dr. Hansen for a minute, though, because I want to do that, because our listeners have not heard Dr. Hansen. This is a different network, Paul, than you've been on before. Let's explain who Dr. Hansen is and how he connected with you and in using this, because he is a chiropractor.
Dr. Hansen was voted the best chiropractor in Redmond, Washington. He saw an advertisement from another patient of his, and his curious mind, he wanted to know more, called me up, and this is my sales pitch to a doctor. I said, here you go, doc, here it is. Try it out for 2 weeks on as many patients as you want, and tell me what you think. He personally liked it. He had great results the first day with 5 patients. And said, okay, I want to take these and share them with my patients.
Mm.
So that's how we met just a few months ago. It's personal use. He liked it. He liked what his patients were saying. And he got behind the product. He said, hey, help me out any way that you can. And that's why he's been a guest on your show. He's just very proud about the product.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things I want to get to, because this time goes so quickly. I just want to get to, and I have a couple of other questions that actually will focus around this next question. One of the questions that came in were, how long will it take me to feel results? Now, one of the things I found on your website, and definitely my own personal experience and Linda's personal experience, we got relief immediately, and I know a lot of the people that have written to you say the results are immediate. Now, I'm not saying that's for everybody, but would you guys kind of talk to that? Because I know that almost everybody that I've talked with that's using it, especially our listeners, they find that they feel something different immediately. Can you guys address that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It's kind of the aspirin effect. That suction, we're changing the concentration gradient, and we're pulling right there. We're increasing the blood flow in the area, and it's just like taking an aspirin. Those the blood vessels open up, and you get that immediate relief, whether it's to the discs or the muscles or the tendons or whatever's aching you. That's where people are seeing the instant relief. Then they're getting it as a therapy when they stay on it for 15 minutes or use it night after night. But that's where we think that most people are getting that instant relief, myself included. It's just changing that concentration gradient and everything flowing. It's just amazing.
I got another question that came in and said, you know what? This sounds like this is going to be perfect for my husband, but he is a big man.
All right, Russ, tell him how big the biggest person we trust.
There is no upper register on it. I can't imagine the human that would be too big for it. The polymer that we have has an excellent memory, has great heat retaining properties. We're a long way from the prototypical one, and it will splay flat. It will splay beyond flat. No one's going to break it. No one's going to that kind of thing.
Russ is in Ohio. There's some big guys in Ohio too, and we've engineered it to be one size fits all. There's not a weight restriction or a size limit on it. So.
Yeah, I was amazed that that it is a one size fits all. I mean, the design is brilliant in that way. I wanted to ask you both, but before I do, I want to just make sure everybody's got the website. So if you guys go to the website, vacupractor.com, it's V as in Victor, A, C as in Charlie, U, Practor.com. Why don't you take a look at the pictures there? There are testimonials there. If you go to the home page, you'll see a phone number, well, just every page. And the phone number is 800-676-9320. Question came in is how much does it cost? The cost is $59.95. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And we're you know, it was kind of my wife's idea that we needed to stick with free shipping, that people didn't like the added cost there. So $59.99, free shipping, 90-day money-back guarantee. And the thing I would add there, too, Dr. Pat, if we don't get to everyone's questions, if they just want to drop us a note, Russ and I will, you know, answer everyone's questions.
We love it.
Either before they make a purchase or afterwards. You know, we're very proud of our product, and, you know, we stand behind it. No questions asked.
So I want to ask you, what is the next step for this for you guys? I mean, you know, I know you're starting to get some trainers on board. You know, what? And I know some of the trainers are speaking with people that are professional athletes and so forth. I mean, it sounds like the Vacupractor is, as you said, one size fits all. But it also seems like it's the kind of solution that fits just about any lifestyle. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. You know, we've got you know, a professional volleyball player that uses it. We've got you know, the recreational bike rider that uses it. We've got the stay-at-home mom that uses it. We've got the, you know, active senior who's trying to get a better golf swing. I get embarrassed by it to say we're trying to market it to everyone, but
right.
There's a lot of different people out there that we can touch with this and that we have help with it. You kind of asked for the next step. There will be some exciting things that we announce in the next couple months that we're just it's a little bit premature to announce them, but
okay.
We've been very blessed with a very warm response from a lot of people here.
Oh, great. So this is like a cliffhanger then.
I don't mean to make it that exciting, but you know, you always get these thoughtful questions, Dr. Pat, and you know, you're kind of making me blush here, and I can't really say everything right this moment.
Okay, I get it, but you know what? I am going to hold you to when you can say it. You are going to come on the show, and we're going to be one of the first people you say it to.
Absolutely.
There's
something very, very exciting that will happen in the next 60 to 90 days, and I will announce it first on your show.
Oh, I think it's great. You know, one of the things that I wanted to also ask you about is, and we're not going to get to everything today, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is sometimes what happens with people is, and I found this, I'm going to admit, I'm guilty of this, but I have learned. Here's what I've learned. You start to use something like the Vacupractor, right? And you feel good. Then all of a sudden, you don't use it. And then you don't feel good anymore. I mean, because you start to feel so good that you forget what made you feel good to begin with. Are you finding that with people?
Yeah, absolutely. We hear that from people all the time. I used it for 5 days. I felt better. It just sat in my living room, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, oh, yeah, I wondered why I was slouching and not feeling good, and I started using it and got back to feeling the best that I could be. So don't beat yourself up too much about it. We hear that. We are a therapy, but just like Russ said, we're also a fire extinguisher. So, you know, when you have that immediate pain, you come in from mowing the grass and it hurts, you know, if you can take a shower and lay down on it or just lay down on the Vacupractor, it'll fix you right up. But if you can lay on it every night, it'll be a therapy for you. So,
yeah, one of the things I want to also piggyback on for those of you that are listening and you go to the website, you know, Dr. Hansen said this so brilliantly because I had the same reaction. He says so simple yet so effective. And this has really got to be both the upside and the downside for creating something that is so simple yet so effective, right? I mean, you look at it. initially, as he did, and you think, how in God's name is this going to even work? And then you, right? You know what I'm saying? And
right.
You're like, oh, and then you use it, and everybody has the same reaction. What have you guys had to do to kind of overcome this sort of simplicity factor?
You say it, addressing where you said it could be a problem. We have had returns. We have, and of them, you know, some of the returns have come to where I am here in Ohio, and so, you know, a few to where Paul is, and sharing information about them back and forth is like, these are gifts that someone buy for someone else. The manual hasn't been touched. The material hasn't been handled. It is this wax-coated, shiny information in there, and it's like, and you can tell it's so pristine that someone, where the billing address is not the same as the shipping address, and you know, and it's like, oh, my mom bought me this. Oh, that's what's that, you know, and then it's like it's so yeah, it's looking at it doesn't explain it.
And that's why we're sharing it with people, and you're not going to see this on a shelf in a Walgreens. You'd walk right by this. It needs a little bit of explanation. It needs that chiropractor to tell you about it, or your mom, or your uncle, or you know, an inquisitive mind to take 2 minutes and look through the website, and then people get it. But if I just handed this to you, people just wouldn't get exactly what it is. And that's why we put the owner's manual in there. We've got some videos. We've got some, you know, testimonials. And, you know, we back it up. We try to make it risk-free by saying, you know, free shipping and a 90-day money-back guarantee. I hate to always punt to that, but, you know, you know, this is like any kind of other therapy. If you're going to do it, it's going to work for you. If you're not going to do it, not going to take it out of the box, like Russ said, or take it out of the plastic wrapper, or even open up the owner's manual, you can't get any benefit from it.
I got two questions that I got to get to before the hour is over. Oh, one of them is from a woman who says, my son just started to play football, and I'm worried about him. Well, yeah, wow. Totally. I would say, yeah, football is a tough thing. And if you start, my son has started to play football. He is 15. Is there an age that you have to be able to? This is a good question. So what she's asking is, you know, is there like, don't use it if you're under 10 or don't use it if you're over 70 kind of thing. So she's asking, can my son use it?
Absolutely. There's no.
That's a good question.
There's no minimum age and there's no maximum age.
Anyone with a back. It does the inverse of the forces that it's like two in and down. We're gonna pull it out and. Absolutely.
Right. So just to encapsulate that, what we're doing is we're pulling you back to neutral. There's no chance of us pulling you past neutral. So that's why it's effective for everyone.
Okay. Somebody else said, I heard somebody talk about inflammation. How does this reduce inflammation? Good, because somebody's listening.
Question.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So inflammation's a big thing. And what really the magic of this product is that it breaks that inflammation cascade. Most people are just getting more and more inflamed. So we're doing it three ways. One, by pulling, we're increasing the blood flow. That suction there is creating that aspirin effect, dilating the blood vessels. We're also pulling and holding your spine in the neutral position where you're decreasing the inflammation because you're increasing the flow of everything in that area. You know, you naturally rehydrate your spine while you sleep, when you break in the gravitational forces of the earth and you're laying down, your spine actually rehydrates. We're actually able to help you hyperhydrate, get that fluid back in there faster, and we're dilating the blood vessels and all the surrounding tissue that's breaking that inflammation cascade. Just if you could also look at it as you don't throw out your back. you've been on this inflammation cascade getting worse and worse and worse and worse for 3 to 6 months before you threw out your back. So we're helping to correct that.
Okay, yeah. So it's not like sometimes you see in the movie theater, or like the example I give you of Linda. You know, it wasn't like all of a sudden she went to pick up a branch and her back went out. You know, that had to be an accumulation of a number of different factors, stress being one of them.
Sure. Let's say stress. Let's say sitting too long, maybe not having the perfect diet. The other American thing is we're not properly hydrated. We're not drinking enough water.
Right.
You know, so now we've just ticked down four times, and now we stretch and reach to pick up that branch or plant that tree, and you step on that shovel, and it's like, wow, it's like a bite in the middle of your back.
Mm.
So it wasn't taking that shovel full of dirt. It was what the 3 months prior to it helped you go down that inflammation cascade.
Great. Now, if there are doctors listening to the show, they can call you as well and get some additional information. And I believe me, I know, Paul, you're all over the place. You're going to expos and so forth. Before we go, I wanted to ask each of you to just weigh in and kind of let our listeners, you know, what should listeners know that we haven't talked about? Russ, why don't you go first?
You see the device and it's, you know, you get these results or you get your money back. That is just by using it. You see other devices out there and it says, and the warranty is, you know, the fine print and it's, you know, 2 pages long and in there. And in conjunction with the use of this, you also have to this. There are no other things associated with it. Like it alone is, or your money back. But that's not the best idea. I think Dr. Hansen touched on, you know, the importance of strong muscles in the trunk for a long-lasting healthy spine. We need to take our carry into our own hands, and we know if we're overweight or not, and we need to address that for a long, or you're tied to it forever. And ball.
Yeah. So I would piggyback on that. I know your audience isn't a bunch of slackers, but this is a very slacker-friendly product. You know, you don't need to drive a half hour to the gym and go to the gym or do other things. This is 10 minutes once or twice a day. So, you know, this can fit into a lot of people's lifestyle. So, you know, that's what I would want people to kind of know that, you know, even if you don't have an hour to go to the gym, you can find 5-10 minutes to do this therapy and add a lot of benefit to your life.
Did I tell you I took it to the gym and used it in my sauna? Did I tell you that little story?
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people have heard it, but I think that's fantastic.
It's incredible. It is, and I'll tell you, I got everybody's attention. But, you know, it's
that's
the perfect
great.
Place to use it, Paul. I mean, when you think about it, first of all, you get in there and you're going to automatically get the moisture that you need. And it's, you know, it's a heat-sensitive environment to begin with. And you're laying down on a flat, hard surface. It's absolutely perfect for it. But you don't have to go to the gym to do it. And I think that's really the bottom line message here. It is absolutely one of the most effective things that a person could get, dollar for dollar, across the board. It has definitely changed my life and everybody that I know that's using it. So I want to thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. It was nice being here.
It was nice meeting you. And what I want to do is I want to make sure everybody has the right information. If you've missed any part of this interview or if you are listening to this as a replay, just go to the website. It's vacupractor.com, V as in Victor, A-C, upractor.com. And then the phone number is 800-676-9000. 800-676-9320. That's 800-676-9320. And the other thing is, take a look at everything that's on the website. There are videos, there are testimonials, there are a whole bunch of things in here, including information from Dr. Eric Hansen, who also tells you what his experience has been. Paul, Russ, thank you guys so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I want to mention to folks that if you want some additional information, if you go to the Dr. Pat Show website and you put Paul's last name in the search feature, which is Hagen, H-A-G-N-E-N, and you will see that he has done a number of different shows with us along with Dr. Hansen. So I want to make sure that you guys know, if you want to find out more about this, if you want to hear about them talk, if you want to hear Dr. Hansen and Paul talk about some of the other things that people have said about the Vacupractor, we have lots of information in those interviews. So go ahead and do that. Remember, you know, what we try to do is we try to address real problems on this show, real solutions, whether, you know, we're talking about taking care of your health, your well-being, your back, your spirituality tune that needs to be tuned up, it doesn't matter. But if we can bring to you the people that are on the leading edge of how we can all thrive, that's what I'm jazzed about. I know you're going to hear a lot more about Paul, a lot more about Russ, and a lot more about how you can take care of your back with the Vacupractor. I can't wait till he makes that super announcement. But do what many of us have done. Don't really wait to have a problem. Take care of your life. Take care of your health. And boy, if you can eliminate some back pain, I say go for it. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. You've been listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Remember, sign up for our newsletter. A lot of things we've got planned for you, including the Dr. Pat Show TV network, which we are forming, and you'll hear lots about that. Go to drpatlive.com. Until next time, everybody, we want to make sure that you live life full out, that you thrive, and by all means, get rid of that back pain. We'll see you next time on the show.
Soapboxes way too high, overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday. Somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, and that's all you're gonna get from me.
Well, I got up and I fell down, but I'm ready again. Come on, rain. Snowstorm.
give it your life. Raise a little fight. There's the bell. Oh, and look at your life after 19 rounds. Who have you made? And will it be fine?